Democrat flips Florida State House district that includes Trump's Mar-a-Lago. By Paul Bois on March 24, 2026. Democrat Emily Gregory successfully flipped a Florida State House district that includes President Trump's Mar-a-Lago in a special election on Tuesday. Gregory beat the Trump-endorsed Republican John Maples with 51% of the vote versus his 49%. The seat had been vacant since August, when Republican Mike Caruso resigned after being appointed to Palm Beach County Clerk. Florida's 87th district is the 10th GOP-held state legislative seat Democrats have flipped around the country since Trump took office again last year. Republicans have not flipped any Democratic state legislative seats during that time, NBC News noted. The district was carried by Trump with an 11-point lead over Kamala Harris during the 2024 presidential election. However, as The Hill noted, although Caruso last won the seat by double digits and Trump won the district by roughly 9 percentage points in 2024, former Vice President Kamala Harris did win Palm Beach County by less than a point in the last presidential election. Both Representative Lois Frankel, DFL, and Representative Brian Mast, RFL, share the district in the U.S. Congress. National groups and figures waded into the race before the special election, including Trump, added The Hill. Representative Byron Donalds, R., a candidate for Florida governor, appeared alongside Maples during the campaign, while Florida Attorney General James Uthmeer, R., also backed the financial advisor. Meanwhile, the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, DLCC, backed Gregory and retired Lieutenant Colonel Alex Vindman, a candidate for Senate in the Sunshine State, held a virtual fundraiser for Gregory while Frankel endorsed the Democratic candidate, it continued. DLCC Chair Heather Williams hailed Gregory's win as a troubling sign for Republicans come the November midterms. Mar-a-Lago's State House district just flipped from red to blue, which should have Republicans worried about their chances this November, she said. A Trump plus 11 district in his own backyard shouldn't be in play for Democrats, but tonight proves Republicans are vulnerable everywhere.